Last year's inauguration of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in Monrovia was both touching and historic. The former finance minister became Africa's first elected female president. Festivities rang in the occasion to celebrate the new reign of the politician Liberians call Mama Ellen. In Mali recently, a woman candidate, Sidibe Aminata Diallo, tried to imitate this success. Her party's name, called the Movement for Environmental Education and Sustainable Development, summed up her platform. She was the first woman candidate in a Malian presidential election.
It's a challenge in a Muslim country, in a country where traditionally women do not play a forward role, where our place is more at home and in keeping tradition going.
The professor of development in town planning fared dismally at the polls. She got less than 1% of the vote. Many women like Djeneba Diallo, no relation to the candidate, voted for the incumbent and winner, Amadou Toumani Touré.
In all honesty, I don't know her very well, but it's really good in our society for a woman to be a candidate. I am really proud of her.
One of the few Diallo supporters, Sangare Awa Mariko, said the election marked a step in the fight for women's rights.
I know that she been the first, and after that I knew that every lot of women here in Mali next time will do like her, and we're going to support them. We have to support them. Women have to support them. Men got to support everybody. So we have to push every woman to be like her, so one day we're going to be a president and trying to fight for our case.
In Senegal, ahead of recent legislative elections, there was an effort to pass a gender parity law that would guarantee a certain number of assembly seats to women. The proposal never passed. Many women politicians in West Africa are appointed ministers of culture, health, or women's issues, but very few are ever elected as legislators. Pemba Mbo is a former Senegalese minister of culture who has run for local government offices but has failed to get elected. Still, she is against parity laws.
We need to be very careful. It is the reason for what I disagree with the law of parity, because we need a consolidation of a position, woman position, in the society, in everywhere, in institution, but not putting women and manipulating them, because our society is changing very, very, very deep.
So it may be a while until these scenes in Liberia of women celebrating Ellen Johnson Sirleaf are repeated. President Sirleaf has promised a lot in war-torn Liberia, so her performance, if successful, may well encourage more women to run and more voters to elect them. Nico Columbus, VOA News, West Africa Bureau, Dakar.